the staff's not there, and as a result then you have people that are in hospital through sickness recovering after whatever many weeks, maybe some case couple of months. They're in a position then better to get home, but they can't get home then in some instances then. Many instances actually I'm hearing this last while, they can't get home then because there's no home help in place for them. So if that happens then, the next course of action then is trying to get them into, as put it, the step down, a nursing home, wherever that may be, as usually as close as possible, but nowhere in particular. So then as a result, then the nursing homes don't have the beds then, because they may have people already from the hospital in their beds waiting as well in the nursing home to get into home, get in back to their own home for home help. So you have a trickle effect then. The whole thing's effectively starting to back up and the whole thing's choking up. And I just feel it's getting more serious because more people are talking about it. I'm hearing about it myself on regular occasions. As you rightly point out, it's not a new thing. I'm aware of that. But I think at the same time, it's just no harm getting it out there and seeing what the public opinions are. Is there anything more can be done? As the powers that be, if they're listening, can they do anything more from Dublin, etc.? Because heading into the winter time going forward, it's only going to get worse. You have to feel sorry for anybody that's in hospital. They aren't wanting to get home or wishing to get home, but their requirements may have changed prior to going into hospital, and now they need home help maybe 2-3 times a day in some cases.